right, jolly old elf.
And I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself.
A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk and laying his finger aside of his nose.
Hello, 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 everyone.
Hi.
This is Mellow Max and Amanda, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I pressed some buttons, and that's what happened, Amanda.
Yeah.
That's why we can't hear us. I know. I'm a born button presser.
You're getting me a little feedback.
Yeah, I noticed that.
You also didn't use my official DJ name.
Oh, I'm so...
Snacks.
Excuse me. Yes, yes it is. This is strange. Very squeaky, very strange. Let's see.
I think maybe other microphones are on and they're just like...
No, I think something's going to the wrong channel somewhere. Anyway, we can play around and figure out what that is.
Is this supposed to go into something?
No, that's aux one. Anyway, we're all set. We're doing a show. I'm going to put on another song. But anyway, this is Mellow Max. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMF Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio. We are doing a...
This is a special show.
This is a special show.
If you're listening, you're in for a exclusive treat. We're going to be playing songs from bands that we have heard this year. This is a 2022 live concert wrap-up. So get ready for some great music.
That's right, everyone. You heard it. Oh, can you hear?
I can hear now.
Nice.
Wait, can I?
I
don't know. say something? Oh, I hear something. You. You're
yeah,
in my ears now.
Yeah, we can hear.
Okay, we're all right. With something.
Whew. That was stressful.
Yeah, it was hectic getting up in here, but now that we're in here, like...
Now it's even better. Good. I fixed it.
Oh, yeah. You fixed it? Oh,
yeah. Max, even better. Down. Oh man, it's not like I've been doing this since 2016.
You would never guess.
That's you really wouldn't.
I would have never known.
All right, so yeah, we're doing all of the local, all of the shows that we've seen this year. We made a one big playlist. Amanda beat me by three shows.
That's true. I've seen 31 concerts this year.
That's right. And you've also been to more festivals than I have, so you've seen more total bands.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's not a competition.
No, you know, no, it's like, it's about quality over quantity, and that's what we're going to be discussing this hour.
Yeah, I think it's been such an amazing year with some pretty awesome shows, and I can't say that any of the shows I've been to have been, like, bad.
I've been to a couple.
Okay. Well, I've been to some shows that, like, I wanted to see the artist, and then I was, like, at their show thinking, I wish I wasn't here. But not that I didn't like their music, it's just the performance wasn't there for me.
Oh, I went to some bad shows.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm delighted to hear.
Disappointing music. I mean, music was fine, but like the vibe was off, the room was off, the people were off.
Ooh, when the people are off? Okay.
Yeah, ended up like with a puffy lip. You remember that one,
right? I do
remember
that one.
Yeah, got elbowed in the face, and then I got really sick. But that was also like my fourth concert that week, so I had it coming.
We got to talk about those weeks too, where we went to like too many concerts.
Oh yeah.
Those weeks were maybe mistakes, but you know.
Going through and looking at the concerts that I went to, there's like, it comes in fits and bursts.
Yeah.
But that first song that we played was Christmas in LA from Wolfpack, and we both saw Wolfpack together at their first concert in like 2 years.
Literally their first concert back at like... So they played Madison Square Garden in New York, and I was at that show, and then the pandemic hit soon after that. And so it was kind of like their big return to playing music again. It was in Marshfield, Massachusetts at Levitate, but it was a cool festival. So
it was a great festival, great vibes, great people.
Such good shtick. They like wore robes and like little hats. It was cute.
Yeah. And I think I made more friends at that festival than I have like the rest of the year combined. Yeah.
Same.
Yeah. Anyway,
shout out to Allison if you're listening.
Yeah. Woo! Go Allison. And also Jeff and Cassie.
Yes, Jeff Cassie. Good pals.
And oh, Teddy too.
Teddy, Cassie, the iconic duo.
Yeah. Anyway, so
Shall we move on to the
Amanda wasted no time in 2022 when it came to concert going. She went to her very first concert of the year. I'm sorry, DJ Snacks went to her first concert of the year January 12th, wasting no time at all.
Wow.
Seeing Mannequin Pussy and Screaming Females. And because they're both such iconic bands, we're going to have a song, or at least a piece of a song from both. And we're going to be starting off with the opener, Mannequin Pussy.
Let's do it.
You have this way.
We can have some Peach Pit in the background.
Sure.
All right. So those were the first two songs of the year. Oh, the second. Yeah, no, that was the first concert. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the first concert. Starting it off on, I think you said January 12th.
That's right.
Mannequin Pussy and Screaming Females. Pretty iconic show over in Jersey City.
White Eagle Hall.
Yeah.
And how was it? Have you been there before?
It was my first time at the venue, and like, I gotta say, the location is pretty prime. It's like right near the downtown. There's lots of different like things happening around. The venue itself was like decently sized, but like cozy and small. People who wanted to be in the pit were in the pit, and people who didn't want to be in the pit were in the back. Overall, pretty satisfying experience. I loved being at that show because it was like I traveled from Boston back to New Jersey specifically to be there. And yeah, just a really cool, iconic show, I gotta say. So I don't know if it's in, we were just kind of talking about this. I don't know if it's in my like top concerts of the year, if we're picking a top five, but it's in my top 10 for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I've been meaning to see Mannequin Pussy because like, I've heard their names so much, and they're around, you know?
Yeah, they're from Philly, so.
Oh, they're from New York.
Are they?
No, you might be right.
I'm pretty sure they're from Philly.
I may be wrong.
Maybe we're both wrong.
Maybe
they're from Nebraska.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be neat, I guess.
But they.
Korn.
Korn. Are they from Nebraska?
No, I was talking about with a C, but where is Korn from?
I ate canned corn last night for dinner. That's half my dinner.
Love it.
It was pretty good.
Heck yes. Korn is from California.
Okay, typical.
My favorite band that's a Korn band, though, C-O-R-N, is thanks for listening, Allison. We were just talking about you. I don't
Allison,
know if you caught it. That's so sweet. Slipknot. When Slipknot recorded, they're from Iowa. It's boring as heck over there. So
but you know what
that's
they got.
Why they're Slipknot.
Oh.
Yeah, they've got Slipknot.
What's that mean?
It's the band.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's in Iowa.
Yeah, that's what's in Iowa. Yeah, and the first when they recorded their first album, they had to duct tape their headphones onto their heads because they were headbanging so hard.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, I don't know. Fun fact. Anyway, that has nothing to do with the music that we've seen this year. Although I almost saw Slipknot this year.
Yeah.
I think that would have been really fun. I do.
I don't think I've ever listened to Slipknot.
We'll listen to them in the car ride home.
Okay.
Yeah, and it'll be loud.
Okay. It might
It'll
be
wake us
like,
right up
it's
right
a
before
bit
bed.
Past my bedtime though, so oh, like will I don't be, know yes. if we could do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we'll be here till midnight, everyone.
Yeah, it's so, gonna be a late night for grandma over here.
Buckle up.
Yeah,
I mean,
strap you in.
I've worked till midnight every day this week, so it's just
let's another
go.
Day. Just another day for
I
you.
I can sleep next week.
Should we talk about the next bands we're gonna play?
Yeah, oh well first we need to talk about Peach Pit.
Oh, how can
Amanda
I forget?
And I both saw Peach Pit together. This is in the wrong order, or do we, oh no, oh, we skipped Kittner. We moved them to the end because they're a local band, and from 9 p.m. till midnight, we're going to be playing all local music. But Amanda and I saw Peach Pit together on
April
1st. That's my friend DJ's birthday.
Happy birthday,
DJ's
DJ.
Not a DJ, and I doubt he's listening, but damn. Yeah. It's also April Fool's Day.
It is, but it wasn't a foolish evening for us because, well, maybe
it was kind of foolish.
It was kind of foolish because I asked Max to come salsa dancing with me, and then it was that night.
Oh my
God. And we were like walking up to the doors of the salsa dancing place, and like I had been in cahoots with someone like through messaging on the internet, like to get their ticket. And it wasn't until I arrived at the salsa studio that, like, they agreed to transfer the tickets to me at, like, 8:30 p.m. when the show had already started.
Yeah.
So we immediately switched plans. Max was wearing his finest salsa outfit, which I know he's bummed that he didn't get to, like, show it off that night at the salsa club.
I have no idea what I was wearing, but
it was
I'm
a
sure
cute shirt.
Great.
It was like a floral, it was like a dark floral blue.
Oh, yeah.
I remember so vividly because this, it was surreal. We are, like, in the Uber to the show, and, like, the tickets are in the process of being transferred. Like, we're trying to send the money.
We couldn't send the money. We didn't end up sending the money until we were already inside.
We were in the show, and like, 20 minutes in.
We didn't need the darn tickets to get in.
Okay, well that's let me get there. We show up to, so the tickets end up in my email, but I haven't yet paid the person who like sent them to me because the show had already started and we just needed to get into the venue. And we like walk in and all of the staff is like ready to walk out because the opener goes on at 9, you know, and we get there at maybe like 8:53. Like
I think we missed the opener altogether.
We missed Peach Pit was going to go on at 9, sorry. So we missed the opener and like the staff of the venue was leaving. And as we like show up, I'm like, I have the tickets. They were literally just transferred to me. I need to get in. And the person like scanning them at the steps is like, you have to go to the box office. But everyone was like out the door. And the like box office manager like points at us and he's like, they're good to go without even looking at my phone. So we we ran into the venue. And like as walk into the doors, it was that House of Blues?
No, that was Big Night Live.
We... like immediately are surrounded by the noise of Peach Pit. It like started just as we walked in the venue, and Max knows this, but Peach Pit was my most listened to artist this year, which kind of surprised me because I thought I had listened to other music, but apparently I really like Peach Pit. And the song that we played by them, which one was that?
Alrighty Aphrodite
is a classic. It's a good one. Peach Pit is also the band that I've seen perform most this year, topping out at 3 times.
Wow.
Yeah,
I have not seen any band more than once this year.
Wow. Well, I
oh no, that's a lie. We both saw Kikikaku Moyo.
Oh, we
spoilers.
Oh, yeah, spoilers. I saw Peach Pit also on December 12th, Sunflower Bean opened for them. That was at I think that was at House of Blues or Big Night Live. I think it was Big Night Live. And then I saw them at the like this music festival in New Jersey called See Here Now Festival. This is fun. What are we listening to, Max?
This is Joywave.
Okay.
Yeah, this was the first concert that I went to with Noah.
Yeah? Okay, yeah. Well, tell me, I talked a lot about my first couple concerts. Is this your first concert of the year?
No. My first concert of the year was Peach Pit with you April 1st. And then I wasted no time. I mean, you wasted even less time because you saw that last band, which was Shub Saran.
Shub Saran, yeah. He's a guitarist. He actually went to Berkeley, so.
Oh, he's local. We can play more of him later.
Oh, perfect.
Oh,
he's
yeah,
really
yeah.
cool.
And that song was Slip. but you saw Shub the next day. You saw them on April 2nd, one day after we saw Peach Pit. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I wasted more time. April 5th, 4 days later, I saw Joywave at the Paradise Rock Club with my friend Noah.
And
I
had, Noah.
Hey, Noah.
If you're listening.
Yeah. I had only just started, like, reconnecting with him. So I was like, oh, yeah, you want to go to this concert together? And I was like, this doesn't really seem like music that I really, really enjoy. But, yeah, I want to hang out with Noah. I have nothing going on. I like going to concerts. I need to go to more I enjoyed Peach Pit enough, and I was like, yeah, gotta, yeah. And it was at the Paradise Rock Club, which
is
a great venue.
Let's talk about that venue.
Yeah.
The best part about that venue is you can see from everywhere except for behind that pole.
Oh, yeah. Or the other pole.
Or the other pole.
Yeah, it has a lot of poles that block your view.
Yeah.
But other than that, decent, okay view. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it because it's a weird shape. It's kind of...
It is,
wide.
Like, long
it's
for
long.
A venue, but it's long in the way you wouldn't think.
Yeah, like they have the band... Like they could have put the band in one end of the room. Like, it's a long room, and they could have put them in the end of the room.
But the
and
emergency
then they could play...
exits.
Ah, that's probably it, yeah. And also bar access.
Bar, yeah. There's two bars,
yeah.
Right?
So they could have it, like I mean, but if you think about the Sinclair, that's a long room.
It is a long room.
And if they wanted to, where that bar is, if they wanted to put the band there, like
they could. You're right, they could.
They could. And then it would kind of have the same vibe, but like and they're like, let's not put the stage at the end of the room, let's put it right in the middle. And
but it makes for a good concert experience.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you go there more than once this year?
I think, yeah, definitely at least two or three times. Yeah, I think three. But anyway, Joywave was fun. I think it was the first concert. I think it was still wearing a mask at that concert.
I didn't stop wearing my mask at concerts for a long time.
Yeah, I think Kikugaku Moya really, really got the ball rolling for demasking at concerts.
Yeah, I wore a mask at that concert, though.
And also getting COVID.
Yeah,
yeah.
That'll do it.
Yeah. So yeah, that's good stuff. Not getting COVID. But Joywave. That was a really pretty fun concert. Thank you for dragging me along, Noah. That's one of my favorite ways to find music, getting dragged along to a concert. This is Big Thief. You saw them at Roadrunner.
I did.
About a week after that, on April 13th.
Yeah, that was a good show. I honestly didn't expect it to be the way it was, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean, like, all the songs that I knew from Big Thief, like, they didn't play them, so they played everything that I didn't know, which was really cool because I got to, like, rediscover them as an artist. And, like, I don't think I like their new stuff as much as I like their old stuff, and maybe that's a hot take, but this is, which song is this? I don't remember.
Shark Smile.
Shark Smile. So I don't remember if this is from their new album. No, this is not. This is from their older album. But I don't know. I was just like, yeah, this is a great performance. Adrian Lanker, who's the performer, actually, I think went to Berkeley.
I know Adrian. I know that name.
Yeah.
I think I did. Do they have some solo stuff?
They do.
Yeah, I think that I know the solo stuff more than I know.
You could cue up Indiana. Do you know that song?
Big Thief. I like the song Cradle.
Oh, I don't
I like that whole album that's on, actually.
Which album is that?
That's Cradle.
Oh.
Which can't, oh, no, it's a single. It's a single that was released in 2018.
Okay.
But I think I've liked that song for like a while. Yeah.
Which album is it on? Maybe it's just
a single. Or it might be Abyss Kiss. Yeah, it's on Abyss Kiss, which came out in 2018.
Gotcha.
Yeah, Adrian Lanker. Yeah, and I like some of... Some of his right, yeah.
Her, they.
Their, I like some of their stuff, yeah.
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 It's a good vibe.
Big Thief. Cool.
I like to listen to Big Thief on those melancholy days, and I think you can kind of tell with the song that's playing is that it's like kind of sweet, but it doesn't. It's very mellow. It doesn't get too intense. However, at the show when they played their song, Not. That was a moment in the show where I feel like the tension like broke and there was just this raw emotion and kind of like screamy kind of wailing guitars. And I think the thing about going to shows in Boston that I've noticed is the audience is always like in the hands of the performer. The audiences in Boston have been really, really like tender and respecting the artist. So I think seeing Big Thief was one of the first shows where I was like first, you know, experiencing being in a Boston crowd where, you know, people aren't necessarily chatting to each other. They're really there to hear the music. And I really like that in a concert. Like, it's good to chat sometimes, but not always. Like, sometimes the music begs to be listened to in like a really quiet kind of a way, you know? Why are you laughing?
No, I'm sorry. No, but I agree. Boston music goers, it's a good culture. I was laughing because when I saw
you have a whole list in front of you.
I know, and I had to close my eyes to think about it, and I still didn't get it. The Murlocs. When I saw the Murlocs, which has 2/5 of King Gizzard. When I saw the Murlocs.
Oh, yes. I didn't know that.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they've
can
got
you hear me in
Cookie
your
and Ambrose.
By the way?
I can, yeah. Can you hear me? Oh no, in my microphone? No.
I mean, can you hear me in your earbuds?
Yeah.
Guys?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay.
Am I supposed to hear myself?
Yeah, can you hear yourself?
I can hear myself.
Good.
I'm not
good.
Used to this whole
thing. Can you hear the music too?
I can hear the music.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
We got it all.
Okay.
All right, yeah. So when I saw the Murlocs,
Can we listen to them next? Are they next in our list?
Oh no, I saw them in like November.
Okay.
We'll get to them eventually. But when I did see them, the opener was really good. But the opener was really good and like very psychedelic, and you needed to like it was the kind of music where like you could really, you needed to follow it. And it was not easy to follow. like it was really good, but it was complex.
Jazz?
It was like jazz, but psychedelic.
Yeah.
And
this,
rock.
This artist that we're listening to, Jacob Collier, he is like kind of the king of taking things to a complicated level.
Oh yeah. That's what I would say about Jacob Collier.
Yeah. This is one of the more like accessible songs that he has. Yeah. I'm sure the like logic session that he has is like millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of tracks, but like it doesn't sound as complicated as some of his other stuff.
But when I saw the Murlocs, the opener, Paul Jacobs, that was the psychedelic band, and I needed to pay attention. Yeah, so someone, this was at the Sinclair, someone at the upper
mezzanine thing,
they like put an LED flashing strobing LED light into a balloon, and they sent it down into the crowd to play with. Which, like, ha ha ha, that's so fun.
I remember you telling me this.
It pissed me off so much.
You were
because
angered.
I just wanted to pay attention to the music, but me and everyone else was like vibing with the music. And then the second that balloon came down, everyone was like, oh, balloon, gotta keep it up. And like, no one could pay attention to the music. The band was getting distracted. Mm. Everyone was distracted. No one could pay attention to this really incredible music. And then finally it popped and everyone like cheered.
Yeah.
Then
the guy also toss another one
down?
Yeah,
yeah. Once the Murlocs came in, one song in, they threw down another balloon. It bounced twice. I caught it and popped it.
Nice, Max.
And someone next to me was like, oh man, it just got here. And I was like,
the vibe,
you can play
is
with
on
balloons.
The stage.
I want to listen to music. Like,
direct your attention elsewhere.
You'll thank me later.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Should we talk about the next band we're gonna play before like maybe shutting up and letting people listen?
Yeah, yeah.
So
you saw Jacob Collier at House of Blues. That's the first House of Blues concert of the year.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Oh, and also, can we talk about Roadrunner? What do you think of Roadrunner?
It's fine.
I don't like it.
It's fine. Who did I see at Roadrunner?
We saw Courtney Barnett there.
Oh.
I also saw Idols there.
Okay, Roadrunner's not terrible. They have like all the they have the crystal, not the crystal ball. They have the it has mirrors on it.
It looks
disco
just
ball.
Like the Sinclair, but big.
It is bigger.
It's owned by the same management company.
I just saw Peach Pit there like last week.
Yeah, I really don't like the vibe. It feels very sterile and not welcoming. I think that's because it's just such a huge venue. It's hard to have a huge venue that feels personal.
No, Peach Pit was at House of Blues.
You saw Peach Pit most recently at the Sinclair.
No. That should say House of Blues. They didn't play the Sinclair. And I know it was House of Blues because it's right near Fenway. And I think one of the things... I saw Jacob Collier at House of Blues, too. I think one of the best things about the venue is that it's, like, so close to, like, Fenway without being, like, bro-y.
Yeah.
Like, it's a cool venue. It's got, like... It's kind of hidden and tucked away, but it's in such a, like... famous part of town.
Absolutely.
Roadrunner, I agree with you. It's not my favorite. If I had to pick a venue to see an artist, it'd probably be the Sinclair.
Yeah.
You think so too?
Oh yeah. I can basically somersault there.
Yeah, both could.
It's my favorite mode of transportation. You know, sometimes I like to just like tuck my chin down to my chest and put my hands over my ears and just curl up into a little ball and then lean forward. Because that's just how I roll.
Oh, Max. First pun of the evening.
Is it? Oh, no. Yeah. I said, on the other song, the song Not, I was thinking that sounds like it was not mellow. Did I not say that?
No.
I really meant
to. Maybe you did, and I was too distracted by trying to think of things to say.
Yeah, so coming up next is Kigigaku Moyo. We're going to play Monaka, which I think is my top Kigigaku Moyo song of the year.
I think so, too. And I got to say, I'm torn between this being my favorite or second favorite concert of the year.
They just played their last concert ever.
Ever.
Tragic. We saw them twice this year because we couldn't let them leave the U.S. without seeing our pretty faces again.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll talk about them later. Enjoy Monaka. We're going to order some food.
So hungry.
So hungry. All right, see you guys in a couple songs.
Yeah.
Tell me what you're searching for.
feel the onset of the city. Noise and coordination. Would it put an end to all that I was after? Could it put an end to all that I was after? I can feel the onset of the city. Noise and conversation. Would it put an end to all that I was after? Could it put an end to all that I was after? I could be the one to lose. I could be the one to
those last I think that last time we talked to you guys, we were two songs ago. So that was just Kikugaku Moyo with Monica, and after that, Hikes with Covet.
And Hikes with Onset. Covet is another band.
Oh man, no wonder it didn't recognize it.
I know. I saw Covet and Hikes at the same time. I don't remember who opened, but the show was really cool.
I see. I make
also
sense.
Also
with the Sinclair. Love the Sinclair. Right now we're listening to Rufus the Soul with On My Knees. This is at Boston Calling. I didn't go to Boston Calling because it was my graduation weekend.
Can we talk about how like all of the bands that were supposed to play at Boston Calling like deteriorated? Like when they first announced the lineup, maybe like around January of last year, it was supposed to be like the Foo Fighters, the Strokes, And basically what ended up happening, long story short, is people got COVID. Lots of bands weren't able to play.
And Nine Inch Nails played multiple times.
Nine Inch Nails played two nights in a row. Metallica was like main act on one of the nights. And I gotta say, worst crowd, Metallica fans.
I can imagine.
It was
for sure.
Just like so many people like... I don't know the word, but like where they're like staying at the stage that Metallica's playing on the whole day, like blocking the view for everyone else, not dancing, not having fun, like sitting and like picnicking, and like festivals are an environment where you're supposed to like enjoy the music and maybe like not have a picnic 300 feet from the stage, like where people are. And this was like tons and tons of people at the Harvard Athletic Complex. Like the most, yes, to me, Metallica fans suck.
Metal fans suck. Sorry. I like metal.
I don't know that I've been to enough metal shows to like make that assessment that like all metal fans suck, but metal fans are definitely not like where it's at for me. Yeah. As far as like all the best concerts I went to were not metal shows.
The difference between So my first mosh pit ever was a psychedelic rock concert. It was King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, and that was...
Bless you.
That was awesome. That was a great mosh pit. Everyone was just... It was just like a whole crowd movement.
Yeah.
And then there's punk mosh pits, where people are like throwing limbs and thrashing. Yeah. And I like this. This is cool.
Yeah.
And then there's metal, where people are thrashing about, but it's just like... Oh, it's worse.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of that.
No. Anyway, so what we're going to do for Boston Calling is we're going to play
snippets.
So this has been Rufus the Soul with On My Knees. Coming up next, Calvin Harris.
It's Haim.
Haim? It says Calvin Harris and Haim.
Yes.
It's Feet Haim.
Oh. Well, yeah. I have to admit that Haim was cool, but this is the only song I really like by them, which is a remix, I guess, or a song with Calvin Harris. There are a bunch of sisters in a band, which is really cool. I wish my sisters would be in a band with me. But alas, the times have passed.
You never know. It could still happen.
You know, maybe one day.
Yeah.
But I feel like if there would have been a time, the time is now past.
Have I played you Stonefields?
Yeah, we've listened to Stonefields.
They're my favorite group of
all sisters.
You saw
them open for Idols, right?
I saw them open for King Gizzard twice.
Oh. Did they play with Idols at some point? Because for some reason in my mind, I associate those two bands together and with you involved.
I don't like Idols. Don't associate Idols with anything to do with me.
What?
I really dislike that band.
Are you
joking? I've seen them twice and I don't like them.
Oh.
Yeah. We'll get there.
You've shown me their music.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I thought you really liked them.
No.
Oh.
I really kind of can't stand them.
Wow, I've been mistaken. Anyway, this is Haim. They were fine.
Yeah. Coming up next, our favorite fans.
Metallica. Once I heard the song at the show, I was like, okay, I've heard it. No more Metallica for me. And I walked home. I gotta say, the thing about Boston Calling is that it's just so close to home not to go, even though, like, of all the bands that played, I was probably most excited about Weezer and Glass Animals. I've also, like, never listened to Nine Inch Nails before. Obviously, the sweater song by Weezer. Are you drowning me out with Weezer?
Have you seen that meme?
No.
There's like a meme of like having like there's band practice and there's this one person in the band and they're getting like really animated and they're like, and you guys never listen to me and you need to just and then the drummer goes doo 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 or you know whatever they do the and then the band just comes in and they're like, guys, and you're not listening to me.
Aww. We've all been there.
Yeah. What a great song. I'm going to skip forward so we can really just...
Yeah, let's just get through a bunch. So Boston Calling was May 27th to 29th. Is that Memorial Day weekend?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so hopefully they'll release the lineup soon. I've heard rumors about who's going to be the headliners, and it seems exciting. I'm just going to go because it's like a great opportunity to see live music. That's just so close by.
Whoa.
That was unplanned.
As I walk away.
I think everyone's song of the summer was Glass Animals' Heat Wave, if you want to cue that up, Max.
Absolutely.
Just because that, like, in basically, I mean, May 29th, it was just about June, so the lyrics, sometimes all I think about is you, late nights in the middle of June, it rings true.
Oh yeah, that song.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's listen to it, just so that we really know which song. It's that song.
Yeah. And while this song is playing, I gotta say, hi Eve. That's not only what I have to say, but what I have to say is we on June 9th, Max, saw one of the most life-changing shows.
you know, Joel, the producer for the Mikey D,
Mikey D's,
on the Time with Mikey D, which is the show that we're doing from 9 to midnight, he's buddies with that band.
So we saw, I'll break the ice, we saw Clamb. C-L-A-M-B. And if you know Clam, you know. They opened up for Bent Knee. We're going to play them a little bit later just because we want to save that for the live.
Saving some local music.
Local live music coming up later. Quick break for a announcement. Remember your childhood memories where you discovered the magic of nature, like looking up at the stars or chasing fireflies? Help ensure your child gets those same experiences. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you, and discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.com. And I feel like while we were listening to Clam, we potentially experienced some sort of connection to nature and the forest without being there. It's very pensive music.
I liked Clam. I felt like they were missing a band member.
I agree with you.
It's a neat sound. It's very atmospheric. And
the whole time they were playing, I was like, are they warming up or are they going to play a song? You can't see this, but Max has
thing.
Yeah, Max has his hands together, his pointer finger and his thumb are touching. They were making a triangle with their pointers and their thumbs.
I don't remember what they did.
I don't
with
know
the
if
other
it was the,
six
what
digits,
the other fingers were doing. Maybe they were extended. What a ride that show was.
Behind us now is a almost local band. They're from New Jersey, right?
Yeah, these are some of my friends from New Jersey. This is Sonoa. They are really fun and lovely and pleasant to be around. And it was really cool when they came here. I got to, like, show them, like, my favorite Boston restaurant. So it was a blast, you know, just to get a chance to check it out and see them and all that stuff. After I saw Sonoa on June 18th, on June 24th, I saw Lawrence and Mr. Wives. I thought that was a really cool show. Like, and it's funny because I was thinking about this. Like, Lawrence was a band that I listened to in high school, and I really, really love listening to them. Their style is very kind of like big band feel. The lead singers, Gracie and Clyde Lawrence, are a sibling duo. They're really, really spectacular performers. But as I was listening maybe like a week ago to one of their songs, I feel like in a way I've outgrown their music and it doesn't hit me the same way, which is fine. You know, the seasons change and music tastes change and, you know, the music you listen to can be different. But I had a really great time at that show because I remember seeing them like 6 years ago in high school and, you know, thinking, wow, this band is going to be big. And then as far as Mr. Wives go, like, Mr. Wives was pretty good. I thought that the first half of their set was a little boring, but the second half of their set was really exciting. They're not a band I would ever see again, but that was at a weird venue, too. It was at the Leader Bank Pavilion, which is in Seaport. Have you been there?
Oh, yeah, that's like an outdoor.
Yeah, it's like half outdoor.
It is a weird venue.
It's like not meant for music, but kind of is.
Yeah. I mean, there are no acoustics.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know why they call them, we'll get back to that.
You know what's next, right? On July 2nd. That was
July
a big day
2nd.
For both of us, Max.
Dead & Co.
You saw Dead & Co and I saw Steely Dan!
Oh, man.
And if you know me, you know I love Steely Dan.
Did you guys get rained on?
So that was, you were at the Dead & Co. show, which was outside, and I was at this, like, arena, the Xfinity Center in Marshfield, and it was also outside. My seats were outside with my little rain poncho.
Yeah.
It poured for the first, like,
I didn't have
minutes.
A poncho. I was like, I'm going to leave it in the car. I don't need this.
Oh, no.
I got so soaked.
The bone.
You know. it was like, it was a light rain at first, so people were like kind of walking slowly, and then they're like, all right, the band's gonna come back out after it stops raining, and then it just started pouring. And I was like 10 feet from being undercover, and it was just pouring, and it was just like, just move, people, keep
moving. And
then
they stopped, right?
Oh yeah, no, they just stopped. I was stood there in the rain getting soaking wet, like all the stuff in my wallet got nice and wet.
Well, this is Lawrence, but I was just saying how, you know, Lawrence is a band I've grown out of. Do you think we could listen to Steely Dan instead?
Oh my god, yeah. I thought you'd never ask.
All right.
Ripe, we can save for later because they're local.
Let's save Ripe for later.
Yeah,
but
Steely Dan.
I saw Ripe at Boston Calling for like half a second on my way to see Glass Animals. And I've seen them a bunch of times already.
I saw Ripe for the first time at the Pleasantville Music Festival in New York.
Like this year?
No.
Oh,
that was in like 20. That was pre-New Zealand. That was 2017.
Well, soon after, on July 8th through 10th, we went to Levitate Music Festival.
Excuse me for saying pre-New Zealand. That's kind of how I gauge my college experiences. I went there like my end of my second semester. So
you don't
like,
have
yeah,
to excuse
yeah.
yourself. Those are like really important moments that you can
formative
like,
moments.
Yeah. The bands we saw at Levitate, we already opened with the Wolfpack song Christmas in LA.
We also saw another Grateful Dead band.
Yeah, we saw Phil
Dead,
Lesh.
Phil Lesh and Friends, yeah.
Yeah,
I saw Dead & Co. July 2nd, and then July 9th saw Phil Lesh and, or maybe it was July 10th.
It was one of
no,
the
it was 9th. It was 9th because the 10th was what's his name with the banana
Stephen
pancakes.
Stephen Marley. Oh no, Jock Johnson.
Yeah.
And then we saw Too Many Zoos, which was crazy because we were front row and there were like maybe 30 people in the crowd.
They're so fun. I saw them in New Zealand.
Yes. And you know who we saw? Sammy Ray and the Friends.
We did. That was really fun.
I think the thing about Sammy Ray and the Friends is that like they remind me of Lawrence in the sense that their music is so fun to see live, but it's not necessarily stuff that I find myself listening to a lot these days. Like, I've grown out of it.
Yeah.
Later in July, we went to Nice, a fest.
I only went the first day. That's always all I needed.
I went all 3 days, and I think there were 2 days too many. Because I went to see Certze, spelled C-E-R-C-E. And
all I know is I took a flying foot to the nuts, and I was like, this is enough.
Tapping out of here.
Yeah.
That show was really fun.
That was a fun show.
I remember just, like, being in the pit. And there was nothing else other than the music and the movements of the people around me and my own body being flailed about. It was insane.
Yeah, it was a good show.
The second craziest pit I've been in this year.
Oh, and I gotta say, that was at the Crystal Ballroom. I really like the Crystal Ballroom.
Venue. Yeah.
I really like it. New venue, up and coming.
Is it new?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I think it like started since the pandemic.
Oh, I didn't know. Because I know next door is the movie
theater, which has been here forever. But the Crystal Ballroom, now open, it says.
Oh.
So it's pretty fresh.
And this weekend, they had like a little vintage / artisan market. I stopped by and I bought Max a record.
Yes, you did. And it's a record that I'm very excited to talk about because my top two songs on Spotify Wrapped this year were both off this album.
Ooh.
Because it's Stella Donnelly. You said that you listen to Big Thief when you have your melancholy days.
Yeah.
Stella Donnelly was my melancholy music.
Yeah.
I can't listen to
and
it
you
anymore.
You were going through it. You
I
were
was going,
like wading whew. Through soup emotionally.
Thick. Yeah. So that was how that went. But I loved that. That concert was incredible. I can't wait to talk about it. And that was at the Crystal Ballroom. And I just like the Crystal Ballroom a lot.
Yeah.
Let's see. Frequently asked questions. When did the Crystal Ballroom open? When did the Crystal Ballroom
open? While you look that up, I'm going to say that the craziest pit that I was in this year was probably at the Me Without You show, which was on their final tour. That was also at the Paradise Rock Club. And you and I were both at that show. And
I didn't love that pit.
You didn't like the pit?
No.
It was very sweaty and very, how do I say this, man-oriented.
You know, and it wasn't my concert. I was there with friends, and it was their concert.
Yeah.
And that's okay. It's okay to go to concerts like that. And I was into the music, but I wasn't that into it. So we're gonna skip over playing a dead song, because
those are like 400 minutes long.
They